This is an audio described tour for UTS Art, supported by the Centre for Social Justice and Inclusion in collaboration with 2SER.
Warraburanoora Garden. The garden is entered via glass doors that push open onto an external terrace facing north, behind the Jimbuna Institute for Indigenous Learning and Research, within the UTS Tower building on Broadway. Once outside, turning to the right, a series of raised garden beds are housed within raw timber-slatted walls running along the wall of the building. These garden beds are at different heights, interconnected at intervals by triangular benches that enable visitors to sit amongst the diverse plantings of Sydney native flora. Each plant has its own distinctive appearance, and there is a range of shapes, heights, and growing habits that distinguish the individual specimens. Each is accompanied by a simple label that features the Latin botanical name and a brief description of the indigenous knowledge or uses of the plant. Some plants recur more than once throughout the garden. The design of the garden is composed of three six-sided garden beds connected by four-sided beds against the wall and at the front at both ends. These front beds enclose small open areas within which the triangular benches and scattered cubic seating create secluded spaces to sit. The sun-bleached, washed-out grey appearance of the timber slats used to create the garden beds has a rough texture and features graphic designs, imagery of animals and birds, and landscape patterns, as well as text in the Sydney Aboriginal language, also known as Darug or Eora. This audio-described tour will look at some individual plant species featured in the garden, as well as some aspects of the artwork burnt into the facades of the timber garden boxes, and some of the words that accompany these. Walking along the terrace, with the garden on the right, we'll start at the far end. As we walk the length of the terrace, we can look down into the large courtyard below, the lawns and seating areas for students, and up to the left at the new buildings under construction. Starting at the furthest end of the garden from the doors, on the first panel, a large fish in profile, facing to the right, with spiny fins along its backbone, has been etched into the timber using a burnt poker effect. The fish has patterned sections at the top created using alternating panels with diagonal lines. The face has a mottled texture and a downturned mouth. A large heart-shaped leaf is floating above the fish's head with a curlicue stem, pointing downwards. On the second timber panel, the following words are featured. Warraburanoora, Wuna, Yuwujuwa, Yara. On the left of the words are two creatures, dugongs. One large, one small, swimming against a background of undulating parallel lines in a band stretching from top to bottom. The larger one is touching the smaller with its fin. A crocodile-like creature is twisting down on the right, with its head directed towards the ground. Its four legs with five clawed feet are seen from above. A diamond pattern runs down its spine along the back of the animal. Triangular-shaped scales along the left side of the tail, a round snout, and two eyes on the top of its head are visible. In this garden bed, there is a specimen of the plant known as Myoporum debile planted, which will be described in more detail later. On the third panel, a lizard is seen from above with four angled legs, three clawed feet, and a long, plain tail. It has cross-hatching on its back and a pointed head with large eyes either side and a band along the spine with small circles at intervals. On this panel to the right is a cassowary, in profile with its large head facing towards the right. A linear depiction is outlined with one large blank eye, a short, sharp beak, tall neck, and stout, almost loaf-shaped body with two long stick-like legs extending from beneath. The distinctive casque on the top of its head marks it out as a cassowary, a prominent, horny ridge extending upwards. In the middle, between the lizard and the cassowary, a central circular device consisting of concentric circles, with four tentacle-like extensions extending out from the centre and finishing with the repeated motif of concentric circles. On the front panel of this bed is a series of circular bands, and crossed at the base are two leaf-shaped images, paddles, shield shapes, feathers. They have a spine up the middle and a slight stem at the bottom. The perimeter of each of the circles is dotted, three circles, one within the other. In this bed, there is a specimen of Dianella revoluta, which will be described in more detail later. Plants with differently shaped foliage and lower growth habits are planted in raised beds against the wall. The words Gunadugga are featured here. Images of sea life are featured on the triangular bench seats. Five fish of similar sizes, the top one with more detail in profile with fins, eye and patterning, the other three more blank as if seen from above in outline. We are now facing the back wall of the terrace area and looking up to the side panel, a depiction of a snake with its head to the left, tail to the right, eyes on either side protruding out from the mouth, slight patterning of two stripes and three dots near the head, and then repeated at intervals. Above the snake are concentric circles with long undulating sections joining them, interconnected tubes extending across the panels linking these repeated circular devices. Here, against the wall near the windows looking into the Jumbunna offices, is a garden bed featuring a specimen of Mentha satyrioides, and on the right, in a higher bed, Hardenbergia, which will be described in more detail later. The concentric circles are continuous across all the panels as you travel around, a constant and repeated visual, a linking visual thread. The words www.waraburanura.com are inscribed along the top edge of one of the planter boxes. Definitions of some of the Sydney language words which are inscribed throughout the garden are available on this website.